Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. So, this week, we have a very busy week, astrologically speaking. I think I can safely say that our inner planets, and that's Mercury, Venus, and Mars, are changing sign. So, we have a big shift of energy this week. So we have Mercury, Venus, and Mars changing sign, as well as a full moon, and Jupiter turning direct. So in this week's show, I'm going to talk all about what that means and what that means for you and how to utilize these planetary energies in a way that's going to work for all of us. So we have Mars moving into Cancer, which actually happened yesterday. Mars moving into Cancer, where it will be until July 20th. That's the first one. And then tomorrow we have love planet Venus moving into Taurus. And also tomorrow, communication planet Mercury moving into Gemini. So tomorrow should be a good day for many of us because Venus in Taurus, it likes Taurus. Love planet Venus likes Taurus. And also Mercury likes Gemini. So there's going to be some really good energy going on tomorrow. I'm also looking at the other aspects happening on Tuesday. And we've got a moon trine Neptune and moon sextile Pluto, both very positive influences as well. And then, of course, the full moon on Friday, full moon in Sagittarius, so that's great for travel if anybody's looking to travel at this time. Certainly will be a memorable trip. And then also on Friday, we have Jupiter, planet of travel as well, turning direct. It's been retrograde for the past few months. Oh, yes, look at this. Also on Friday, we have Venus sextile Mars. Wow. So Friday this week looks like a great time to travel. And also Friday looks to be like a great date night if you're single or coupled. Okay, so Mars in Cancer. Well, Mars will be in Cancer until July 20th. And I have to say, and I've said this previously, that planets have their favorite signs and their least favorite signs. And Mars, one of Mars's least favorite signs is Cancer. So it's not a very comfortable placement for Mars. But it's not completely terrible either. Mars is the planet of action. It's the will to do. It's also aggression, physical exertion, our libido. And then Cancer is a reactive sign. So it's a sign of nurturing, family, protection, imagination, motherhood, origins, roots, ancestry. So when you put those two types, very different types of energies together, it's not really a good flow. So that's going to be really interesting how that plays out for some people. Now, of course, it's going to be more of a challenge for the cardinal signs, and the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So the next few weeks, it might feel like driving with the brakes on. We want to get things going, but emotions get in the way because Mars will be in Cancer. So Mars, it's very passionate energy. It's also on the flip side, it's about how we can quickly get irritated. So that might pop up over the next few weeks because with Mars in Cancer, Cancer is all about emotion. And Mars might get a bit irritated. So if there's a display of too much emotion or too many feelings getting in the way, the energy of Mars will get irritated or even angry or aggressive. So it's one way that this energy can come up. But Mars is also about anything from team sports to dating, to how we argue with someone, to how we go after a promotion at work. It's about our willpower, our motivation. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out for many of us, because with Mars being the planet of motivation and what needs to be done and whether we need an extra push or not, our emotions might get in the way a little bit with this Mars in Cancer energy. Mars is also about ambitions. So many of us will be emotionally charged when Mars is in Cancer. The signs that Mars likes are Aries and Scorpio. So they're the two favorites of Mars. It also likes Capricorn. And so any time that Mars is in its favored signs, our energies flow a lot more smoothly. Of course, everything comes with a disclaimer, and it depends on your natal chart and your own natal planets, how these transits that I talk about each show affect you. And if you don't know where your natal planets are, be sure to get a free chart wheel, which will have where your natal planets are, from my website. And that's theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And there you can put in your birth date, time if you know it, and place. And then you will get back a free listing of where all your natal planets were, at the time of your birth. This is really important because it will make things a whole lot clearer. And then each week you can follow along to see how things are affecting you based off your natal planets. There's also a lot of other free information there as well, so take a look around. So, Mars in Cancer. As I said, it's not the most comfortable placement for Mars, but emotions will be on the surface or at the priority during the next few weeks while Mars is in Cancer. Now, Mars is all about our physical exertion. It's how we go after something. It's our motivation. And as I just said, Cancer is a reactive sign. It's nurturing. It focuses on the family. It's about imagination, motherhood, where we come from, other things, but that's just typically what the keywords are for Cancer. So with Mars in Cancer, it makes people more emotionally touchy, I think is probably a good way to say it. You know, some of us might feel like we're tiptoeing around somebody because no matter what we say, it might be taken the wrong way. Some of us might be prone to snapping, you know, in some summer weather, you just thought it might have been hot, but no, you can blame it on Mars and Cancer. Some people might even be having childish tantrums because, as I said, Cancer is about emotions and Mars is about, let's say, assertion, to be polite. But if you put those two things together, I think of tantrum, what I like to call two-year-old toddler tantrum. More people can be moodier. The sign of Cancer has a reputation of being moody. That's how other people perceive it. It doesn't really mean that Cancer's in a bad mood. I like to say that Cancerians reflect. They're very reflective. You think of their ruling planet, which is the moon, and the moon is a reflector. So if you have a Cancer in your life, it's not a bad mood. It's not moody. It's just they're just reflecting. They're going inward. Think of the symbol of Cancer. It's the crab. So the crab retreats into its shell. It doesn't mean it's in a bad mood. It just needs some time out. So when Mars is in Cancer until July 20th, you might perceive people as being moodier, maybe more territorial, maybe overprotective of their stuff. But on that note, we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with the planets this week, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelita Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And just before the break, I was talking about Mars in Cancer and what that really means. So this week we have three planets changing sign, one planet changing direction, and a full moon. There's a lot going on this week. This is a week for change. So the first up is Mars in Cancer. So Mars moves into Cancer where it will be until July 20th. And my favorite word was two-year-old toddler tantrums when Mars is in Cancer. Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration of what we can expect, but people you might find might be a little bit moodier than usual, maybe even more territorial, overprotective of their stuff. Family will come up to the let's just say, to the forefront, family and family issues and things that might have been swept under the rug might suddenly have to be dealt with. And so given the current social and political climate, and it doesn't matter which side of the spectrum you're on, maybe it won't be bringing people together. I think the emotions are going to be running high when Mars is in Cancer. So, you know, there's positive things as well. It's not just all doom and gloom because Mars doesn't like Cancer. Many of us might be feeling a little bit vulnerable, so we might become overprotective because of that. And there might be some fear as well. So we want to retreat. We want to be around the people that nurture us or support us, and that's typically our families. We might be getting upset about injustice and exploitation with Mars in Cancer. So, as I said, Mars represents the will to do. It's to take action. Cancer's a cardinal sign. It starts things. So on that note, you know, maybe people will be starting things. You know, so we've got the will to do with Mars, Cancer being a cardinal sign which starts things. You put those keywords together. It's a great time to get things going, to get things moving that's close to our heart, that we're passionate about. And again, it's a time to really focus on family as well. So no matter what's going on out in the outside world, we need to reflect on what's happening with our private lives or our families. Also with Mars in Cancer, because Cancer is a water sign, it's about our power of imagination. It's also trusting our intuition and our instinct, because the water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, are typically renowned or known for their intuitive powers. So this is a great time over the next few weeks to be really listening to our instincts and our intuition. And it's a great time for creative people as well. It's a time to tap into our imagination and get that spark of creativity going. And so whichever house Cancer rules in your personal natal chart, this is where the energy will be focused. And again, if you don't know where Cancer will be or even what sign you have Cancer natally, get a free chart wheel. So it's theastrologer.com/chart wheel, and it will list out all your natal planets in the signs. And it just, it'll be great to follow along each week and see how these planetary influences will be affecting you. And just one last thing before I move on to Venus in Taurus. The other thing with Mars in Cancer is it will help you to stop procrastinating. Not mentioning any signs out there, Libra, but if you are a little bit of a procrastinator, this is a great energy, because what it's going to do for you with Mars in Cancer, it'll get you moving. It'll sort of bring a fire up inside of you that wants to create movement and initiation. So there's some good news for you. All right, next up, Tuesday, we have lots of stuff going on this week, but Tuesday we have two planets changing signs. The first one is Venus moving into Taurus, which it really likes, it's really happy about. And then we also have communication planet Mercury moving into Gemini. So there's lots of shifts this week. Tomorrow, Tuesday, stuff's happening. So Venus moves into Taurus on Tuesday, where it will be until July 4th. And so Venus is the planet of love. So its reputation is very sweet and affectionate and romantic. Venus is all about pleasure, about bringing people together socially, uniting them in harmony. It rules not just love and romance and dating, but friendships and partnerships and any sort of social gathering. It also rules money and finances. So that means how you treat yourself and your friends, to wonderful dinners, romantic gifts, gifts of flowers or chocolates, that sort of thing. And where Venus lies in your chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership. And as I just said, romantic, friendship, business. So are you comfortable with intimacy or just a little bit leery of getting too close? That will whatever sign Venus was in at the time of your birth, that will help realize your characteristics around that. So, and as I said, money is also in the realm of Venus. It'll show if you're good with money, cautious, conservative, only taking calculated, well thought out risks. And that's typically people who have Venus in earth signs. Or with money, might show how you might be more indulgent, less prudent, spending too much, believing that more is better. That could mean that you have Venus in a fire sign. So Venus rules the signs of Taurus and Libra. So this is good news because Venus moves into Taurus. And Venus is the natural ruler of Taurus. And Taurus happens to be the most sensual sign of the zodiac. And Venus rules beauty and pleasure, and Taurus is all about those things. So when Venus enters Taurus this week, our desires are turned toward finding beauty, pleasure, and comfort. And even if you're prone to delaying gratification, you might even feel a little bit more of an urge to indulge yourself. So be sure to treat yourself. So over the next few weeks, this is a really nice time. Anytime I think of Venus in Taurus, I think of cuddly. That's a word that just pops into my mind, Venus in Taurus. It's a wonderful time for romance and really for being tactile. So it's like for engaging our senses when Venus is in Taurus. You know, for some people it might, we might be feeling a little bit lazy during this time or relaxing. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like it's good to have some downtime and really be in your body and really feel and take your time and be grounded. So anybody who deals with art or beauty for a living may find that sales go up at this time simply because people want to pamper themselves. And many of us might find it easier to create or find beautiful things. We're looking for the beauty in everything when Venus is in Taurus. We want to be comfortable. Comfort is going to be really important. Self-indulgent. And that's always like a negative word. But I'm not meaning it in that sense. Self-indulgent. Treating ourselves. So Venus, the energy of Venus, it doesn't have to try hard. Things come naturally. Stuff is effortless. Venus, when I think of Venus in Taurus, it's not going to break into a sweat, get its hands dirty, although on that note, that's metaphorically, but it's like Taurus rules the earth. Taurus is an earth sign, and typically gardening is great when any planet is in Taurus. So there's get out and feel the dirt, put your hands in the soil. That's probably the only way that many of us will want to get our hands dirty. So as I said, many of us will be focusing on beauty treatments and pampering ourselves. But just be careful with sugar, because Venus rules sugar and Taurus has a bit of a sweet tooth. Taurus, part of the taking care of yourself is eating really great food, but don't overdo it, particularly when it comes to sugar. So Venus in Taurus really brings up a fondness for sweets in some of us if we have that tendency. If you have a sweet tooth, just be conscious of what you're eating. So even though Venus can bring about beauty and we're focused on our appearance, it might leave some of us with a few extra pounds. And especially because Mars in Cancer, some of us might get caught up in our emotions. And the thing with Mars in Cancer, it has a reputation for holding a grudge. So you've got these two things going on. So just be aware of that. So anybody that has the sun, moon, or ascendant in Taurus, this is good news for you because Venus will be prominently featured. So that's good. Also, Venus is about how attractive we are, how we feel, how we take care of ourselves, and especially Venus in Taurus. So this is a good time if you're looking to get a haircut or make some sort of beauty upgrade to your appearance. This is a really great time to do that. So what else about Venus in Taurus? It's about social graces, social harmony. Also, Taurus is a fixed sign. So it's good to lay any sort of long-term financial plans down. We're going to take a short break. After that break, I will continue. So stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living. If you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life. If you long for success in your relationships and career, but keep finding it eludes you, I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. We have a lot going on. Before the break, I was talking about Venus, love planet Venus, is moving into Taurus, which is good news. And before that, warrior planet Mars moving into Cancer, which are two very, very different energies. But it's all good. So we've got a lot of planetary changes this week. And next up, we have communication planet Mercury moving into Gemini. Now, this is really good news because Mercury really likes Gemini. It's one of the signs that it rules. The other sign is Virgo. So our minds will be on fire, in a good way, of course. So Mercury moves into Gemini, where it will be until June 21st. Now, if you think about Mercury and what it rules, the mind, communication, So there's all different types of communicators in our world. We have strong silent types. You speak only when they feel it's absolutely necessary. Or you've got, on the other hand, the chatty, witty types who could carry on a conversation with just about anyone, even that strong, silent type. And then you've got the other ones who put their foot in their mouth on a regular basis. And then, again, people who always seem to speak with the utmost grace and tact, as we all wish we could. So anyway, the way that you communicate has a lot to do with the planet Mercury, you know, the planet of communication. It rules our thought processes and our logic, or lack thereof, our intellectual ideas and the way we get those ideas out into the world. So many of us, you know, have heard of the dreaded Mercury retrograde. That happens when Mercury appears to be moving backward in its orbit around the sun, and that's typically about 3 times a year for 3 weeks each time. But I'm going to save Mercury retrograde. I'm just looking at my calendar here thinking, oh, when is Mercury retrograding again? It seems to be happening all the time. Not until August. So we're off the hook for a little bit with this Mercury retrograde because we just had a Mercury retrograde last month. So just think of Mercury is all things communication. And again, it will depend on where Mercury is at the time you were born, what sign it was in, was it retrograde, was it not, and then see how this is affecting you. So as I said, Mercury likes the planets, the signs Gemini and Virgo. So the planets have their favourite signs and their not-so-favourite signs. So while Mercury is in Gemini, where it's moving in tomorrow until June 21st, and as always, it depends on how these influences affect your birth chart, but mostly our minds will be zipping along at the speed of light when Mercury is in Gemini. Gemini is an intellectual sign and it is ruled by Mercury, so it's sort of like double the speed. So we might even find ourselves talking really, really fast and jumping from one thing to another. So, you know, we might be making mental leaps and bounds from one train of thought to the next and discover a sudden fascination for a variety of subjects. So it's a time of being very curious about what's going on and jumping into a lot of things. Doesn't mean we're going to finish all of them. But it's a really great time to really get our mind humming. And, you know, this curiosity that we might have with Mercury in Gemini could take us in all sorts of really exciting directions. So enjoy the most of that. But just remember, it's not really a time to stick to one subject for too long or even get too deeply involved in one pursuit of study. It's a time to cast like a really wide net. It's a great time for networking, for meeting new people, picking up bits of information and experiences, and then later we can sort of organise or sort them into meaningful patterns. So also with Mercury and Gemini, many of us might find ourselves being really flexible and versatile and being able to see any situation from multiple points of view, which is really great. We're not like fixed on one thing. We can see all sides of the situation. But on the flip side, decision-making could be a challenge when Mercury is in Gemini. We might actually drive ourselves and other people crazy by changing our mind. Now, we're always allowed to change our mind in most situations, but it's sort of like you can see so many different options, it is hard to make up your mind. Also, when Mercury is in Gemini, many of us get bored too easily, and which would make it hard to commit to something. So just be aware of this going on. Suddenly we're talking nonstop and what's the reason? Mercury in Gemini. It's actually a great influence to get out and socialize. It's wonderful for networking. So if there's any sort of particularly work situation where you need to get out and network or socialize, this is definitely the time to do it, especially because Venus is in Taurus. So you have Venus in Taurus, which is very happy being coupled with, and then Mercury in Gemini is an easy flowing placement as well. You know, we've got the gift of the gab when Mercury is in Gemini. It's also a good time to enjoy short trips, day trips, any sort of neighborhood gathering. That's really good for this energy. Speed dating. How about board games, trivia games, crosswords, trivia night at the pub? Any type of activity requiring dexterity, mental dexterity, will be really satisfying now. Also, playing any sort of musical instrument, that's a good use of this energy as well. But really, anything that you can use your mind for that's fast-moving, quick-paced, fast-moving type of trivia. Connecting with siblings, that's another great use of this energy. It's really good to reconnect with siblings or cousins. As I said, neighborhood gatherings, that's a great use of the energy of when Mercury is in Gemini. And you think of the symbol of Gemini, which is the twins or two. So that's where that comes from. Moving right along, on Friday, we have a full moon. Full moon in Sagittarius at nearly 19 degrees. So this will affect all of us, of course, but particularly the mutable signs. And the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So full moons are all about intensity and projection. And I always think of a full moon like a mirror. So if you have people in your life and they're behaving in a certain way, that's really a reflection of you and your own behavior. I know it sounds crazy and weird and hard to accept, particularly if they're behaving in ways that you don't like. That means it's time to take a step back and look at your own behaviors and attitudes. So it's going to be really interesting this week with so much change going on in the heavens. And particularly with this full moon in Sagittarius, to see what's in the news. Now, we're already seeing what's going on. How can it get any crazier? But Sagittarius represents overseas, foreign, philosophy, higher learning. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens under these influences. So Sagittarius is typically a jovial sign. We feel pretty alive under Sagittarius influences. And I'm talking about Friday with the Sagittarius full moon. And Sagittarius, the ruling planet of Sagittarius is Jupiter. And Jupiter turns direct on Friday, which I think is really interesting because you have Jupiter turning direct. It's been retrograde for months. And it's sign is in a full moon placement. So it's basically what that means is it's going to be double the focus on foreign affairs, things happening overseas, any sort of philosophies around that, any sort of legalities. So we'll see what happens there. But any sort of recent steps you might have taken to add some zest into your life with this Sagittarius full moon, you might find the effects starting to pay off. We're definitely not going to be bored, especially with Mercury in Gemini. So Sagittarius and the influence of Mercury in Gemini, it's busy. It's a really busy time. And we're looking for fun. And it's great that it's on a Friday, so make sure that you plan some sort of social event or date for Friday night because promises to be a lot of fun. As I said, Sagittarius and Jupiter, even Mercury, it's a good time to plan a trip or to go away if you're lucky enough to get some time off. So it's very good to take a trip experience a different place. That's definitely making the most out of these planetary influences. And you might even be pleasantly surprised how well you're grasping new things, new concepts, new philosophies. It's really nice to flow with these energies of looking at the big picture and also understanding the detail. You know, typically it's either you see one or the other, the forest or the trees, but at this time it's like you're seeing all sides of something. Many of us are going to feel in bright spirits with this sort of influence, and spend time with a group of people doing what you enjoy best, whatever activity that might be. Also with full moon in Sagittarius, it's like outdoor activities. That's a great way to use this energy. And with Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, turning direct, many of us will be feeling lucky for no particular reason. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And just before the break, I was talking about the full moon on Friday. Now, the full moon is in Sagittarius, and we have a busy week this week with our inner planets changing signs, full moon, and Jupiter turning direct. So Jupiter turning direct on Friday, it's been retrograde for a while. I say a while because I don't have the exact date here, but let me have a quick flick through my calendar. Jupiter turned retrograde at 23 degrees Libra on February 5th. So it's about to turn retrograde. Now this happens it's about to turn direct from retrograde. This happens once a year, and Jupiter stays in one sign for 1 year. So its cycle through the zodiac is 12 years. So at the moment, Jupiter is in Libra, and it's been in Libra since September 2016. And this happens once every 12 years. It will continue in Libra through this October 2017. So Jupiter is typically referred to as a planet of luck. Jupiter is also called the planet of philosophy because it's Sagittarius. It rules Sagittarius as well. And Jupiter is intellectually explorative. So it's curious. It likes to explore and discover, and so does the sign it rules of Sagittarius. So it's been in Libra since last year, and so this is all about relationships. and connecting with others, and specifically connecting with people of different cultures and different philosophies. So when you put Jupiter with Libra, that's basically the overview of what that displacement means. And it's a broad-minded influence. Jupiter is typically broad-minded and it thinks big picture. So it's like, it's also about justice and equality and all being equal because it's in Libra. So when it's been retrograde since February through Friday the 9th, typically when a planet turns retrograde, the energy turns inward. So what does it mean when Jupiter turns retrograde in Libra? Well, we need to take stock of our beliefs and ideals. That's the first thing when Jupiter is retrograde. And we need to be honest with ourselves about whether the lives we're living, particularly if we're in a relationship, so we need to match the way we live, our reality, to our beliefs. So relationships, I've been hearing a lot, been doing a lot of readings. It's basically make up or break up with Jupiter in Libra, and particularly a couple of months ago when we had love planet Venus retrograde, it was happening all over the place. So, you know, these past few months when Jupiter has been retrograde, many of us might have found that we've been reviewing our partnerships, and that's both personal and professional, through this retrograde period. So with Jupiter being the planet of ideals, we might have started to ponder important questions, sort of like what's been working between, me and my partner or my business partner and what isn't. So it's sort of like some of us might have taken a step back and asked ourselves the question, does the partnership match with our deeply held values? And most importantly, am I bringing everything I can to the table to help make this a success? So that's been going on the past few months with many people. I've also heard actually from other people that some people might feel that they've been stuck in a bad luck phase. So it's when I hear that, I think somebody's not seeing something clearly. It's like we've been our own obstacle blocking our own path, but it's always hard to see. So that's another thing. So something might lighten up as Jupiter turns direct in Libra. So if there's been an issue in your relationship, something hasn't really been working, you can't really see what it is, it might be our own selves. So we need to look at our truest philosophies, our beliefs and values at this time, especially around our relationships. Oh, the other thing about that is balance, harmony and justice in our partnerships. So if something feels like it's been out of balance, when it moves forward again on Friday, it's a time to sort of move forward and something clears the path, especially around our relationship. So there you have it. Let's take a look at the secondary planetary influences this week. On Sunday, the Sun formed a square to Neptune. So, you know, for some of us, there might have been this vague feeling of dissatisfaction and spiritual angst. Things weren't clear. We might have been lacking some energy. Sort of like trying to escape the real world and our responsibilities. But we're absorbing a lot, but we're not sure of where energy is coming from, that type of thing. You know, it's sort of like you're in a good mood, you walk into a room, there's people there, and suddenly you walk out in a bad mood, that type of thing. So be sure to protect yourself, even though this energy is, this transit has passed, and get sleep. It's important to get sleep with this Sun square Neptune. On Friday, we have Venus forming a sextile to Mars, which is really nice. I like that energy a lot. Great for romance and makes a great date night. So Thursday night, Friday night, even Saturday, make sure you connect with others, if it's romantically or socially. That's a great time to throw a party or to attend any type of social event. It's a good time to be had by all with this transit. We're feeling friendlier and more affectionate, assertive but not aggressive. It's just a time when a lot of people are in a good mood. So make the most of that on Friday when Venus forms a sextile to Mars. Now for your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, this is the time to get your home in order so that you can feel safe, secure and content with your loved ones. It's an excellent time for putting down roots and for making your home feel more permanent and settled. If you want to move, get the wheels in motion. If you're a Taurus, as Venus arrives in your sign, creature comforts become very important. During this sensual, loving energy, snuggle up with your sweetheart and let the world pass you by. If you're single, it's a good time to date, but stay true to yourself. And again, as I just said, with Jupiter turning direct, it's really important. Stay true to yourself. If you're a Gemini, let someone else get a word in edgeways. Mercury zooms into your sign this week and you'll feel extremely talkative, chatty and lively, and that's more than usual. It's a fantastic week to make new friends and to get noticed for your communication skills. More than usual. As Gemini, you already know that you have the gift of the gab, but this is more so. If you're a Cancer, Mars's arrival in Cancer brings out your most basic protective instincts. Do everything you can to keep your loved ones safe naturally, but be careful not to overstep the mark. Allow your loved ones their freedom too. And Cancer has a reputation as a mother hen. If you're a Leo, it's a highly creative full moon in Sagittarius. So let your emotions flow onto paper, into your art or through your music. Self-expression is vital, so don't hold back. However you let your feelings show, what matters is that you do. If you're a Virgo, you can lead others at work and you'll shine. If you have to take orders from elsewhere, however, you may struggle with authority figures. Try to show how valuable your contributions can be while struggling masterfully to keep your temper. If you're a Libra, intellectual restlessness could lead to boredom. Learning something new will fascinate you. If you can't attend a formal course of any kind, teach yourself. Make good use of the library and online resources. What do you want to learn, Libra? If you're a Scorpio, you don't have to spend a fortune to prove that you love someone. Beware of trying to buy love, especially during the full moon period. Simply give your lover your time and your attention. Lavish gifts are lovely, but no substitute for emotional engagement. If you're a Sagittarius, the full moon in your sign puts your emotions on edge, so you may find that you're snappier than normal or not quite your normal sunny self. Lots of sports or exercise will help to use up excess emotional energy, restoring calm and equilibrium. If you're a Capricorn, Mars moves into your love zone this week, offering plenty of passion. However, Mars brings tempers too, so this is unlikely to be a quiet week in your relationship. If you do fight, be quick to make amends. Don't allow hurts to linger. If you're an Aquarius, calm descends upon your household this week, and even the most difficult of family members should be easier to get along with. Make the most of these serene energies by planning a family getaway or getting everyone to help with a home makeover. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, tempestuous passions are stirred up by Mars's arrival in the most flirtatious part of your chart. Watch out for jealousy, whether you're feeling it or provoking it. Playing with fire is always dangerous, but may prove irresistible for a short time this week, which is sort of hard to believe with what we hear about Pisces, but still. So we have it, the planets this week. We have a lot of changes going on this week with Mars moving into Cancer, Venus in Taurus, Mercury in Gemini. They're our inner planets changing signs. We have a full moon on Friday in Sagittarius, Jupiter changing direction, which means that Friday makes great night for a date night, especially because love planet Venus forms a sextile to passion planet Mars. So make sure you plan something special for that time. So there we have it. Thanks for tuning in to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Be sure to tune in for next week. Have a great week.